This is Rach, the keto vegan. I am just going to do a really quick episode this week. I'm moving tomorrow. Everything is packed. I've disconnected my Wi-Fi. Really clever, wasn't it? And I've packed it. And it's in a box somewhere. So I'm just recording this on my mobile today. This house I've been in for 3 years and 2 days. I bought it with my father. I had a 20% share. He put the massive deposit down, fabulous. So he died over a year ago now, and it's all finally gone through. And I lived with him before when the kids were little, and I wasn't a vegan then, and I don't think I was keto either. So this was back in 2008 that I lived with him. So I definitely was neither keto nor vegan. It was soon after I'd left my husband, and he let me and my three children live with him. He lived down right near the beach, the garden back down onto pebbles, and my children were pretty young. So in 2007, my youngest would have been 9 and then 11 and 13, 12-ish, sort of that's how old they were. So imagine this man, Dad, taking us all in his lovely, quirky house down on the beach. And he was so easygoing. I was responsible for the food. I did all the cooking. He really accommodated us. And we lived there for 6 months. And then I rented a place in Chichester in West Sussex, which was lovely. And then I got my job as well. No, I think I'd already got my job by then. I was working in a lovely school in Chichester. And that was great. And we lived with him for 6 months. He put up with my squabbling teenage daughters at that time. They don't squabble anymore. They are fabulous. They love each other dearly. But when I bought this place with Dad, because I've always rented and my parents have always said, oh, Rachel, you need to get on the housing market. And I thought, but I like renting. If something goes wrong, all I need to do is phone the agent and it all gets sorted out. If I'm moving, it only costs me the cost of the removal company. No stamp duty, no solicitor's fees, nothing like that. But, you know, they kept saying, and I thought, OK, when Dad said, well, why don't we buy a place together? Because he was getting on and weaker. And I said, okay, yeah, let's do that. So we bought this place together. He was only here not even 2 years before he died. And I knew when we moved in that this was going to be his last place. And I was seeing all his stuff going into the attic. And I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to sort this out. But I've got three siblings. I'm one of four. And they have been so helpful, especially my brother. Thank you, bud. He's taken so much of Dad's stuff. Dad used to collect these matchbox cars, and because thinking that they would be valuable, but I don't think they are really. And my brother said that he'd take them. So I start emptying out the attic, and there's 5 boxes, 10 boxes. They say, Rach, is it going to stop yet? I'm like, no, we're halfway through now. That was quite funny. But moving day is tomorrow. My siblings and nephews and nieces and children have all taken the things that they want. I am left with Dad's desk, which I'm sitting at now, which is lovely. And I'm not actually going to be moving straight into a house. I'm going to be homeless for a little while. I'm going to stay with my friend Cookie. If you watch the Keto Vegan Launch Barbecue, he's the very funny one on that, giving all the answers. He obviously watched my podcast to do a little bit of rehearsal for the Keto Vegan Barbecue. That was a great launch. So I'm going to be staying at his for, I don't know, maybe up to a couple of months before my house that I'm buying goes through. Anyway, this is a Keto Vegan podcast. So when I moved in with Dad, I think he was hoping that it would be very similar to last time, that I would do the cooking. He hated my food. He didn't like, he very was dismissive of my vegan food. And I just wonder, what is that like for you? Are there people in your life that you care about, you love, family, but they think that you're a keto vegan, and especially it's the vegan part, isn't it? It's the vegan part. They don't get it. They really don't get it. So my mother, bless her, said, Rachel, when I come to your house, I eat the food that you prepare for me. Why don't you eat my food when you come to my house? And I'm like, because I'm not vegan for dietary purposes, I mean, it's incredible, isn't it? The keto vegan diet is so beneficial for our physical health and our mental health. I'm going to put a link to Di's podcast and her Twitter or X or whatever it is as well. Di, I interviewed her a while ago. She's now on Twitter. She's on Twitter a lot. She's got a podcast too. And she went keto. She was already a vegan. She then went keto for her mental health. And she's written a book as well. So I'm going to put the links below that. If I can get connected to my Wi-Fi and upload this and launch it and whatever, it might be a bit late. So if it is a bit late, I'm really sorry. I hope Cookie has got some decent Wi-Fi, otherwise I'll be popping into work and using theirs. Okay, so she said to me, Mum said to me, why don't you eat the food that I prepare? And that was because I don't want, and I didn't get, I think I might have done, I said I didn't want to murder an animal. That's a little bit aggressive, isn't it? But sometimes that's the truth of it. For me, it is the truth of it. I feel I don't have that right to take an animal's life because I like the taste of its flesh. And believe me, I used to love eating. I mean, being keto, of course, that's all I ate, wasn't it? It's meat and dairy. So all animal products. And it's so easy to change, isn't it? It's so easy to be keto and vegan. You just have to watch your carbs on those processed proteins. And if you don't want processed proteins or the least processed proteins, then listen to my other podcasts, have a look at my carb list, click on that link below. So how are you getting on with this way of living? I don't like calling it a diet. Diet makes me feel that I've got to restrict. And I guess if I want to lose weight, then I do have to be careful about how much I'm eating. Well, I have to be in calorie deficit. And I have put on, since the summer, I am a stone heavier, or a bit more than that, actually. And that's because, and I know why that is. I have been eating some carbs. I've been overeating. I find the winter very challenging. I may suffer from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And I comfort eat. I sit and I watch TV. I become unsociable. And I basically, my comfort is food. Now, there's obviously something psychological around that as well. Because believe it or not, food doesn't love you. We love food maybe, but it doesn't love us back. It's just nutrition. That's all it is. She says, having issues with food, hence being dieting my whole life. Okay, so I think that's enough for now. 7 minutes worth. I'm sorry it's so short. But as I said, I've disconnected my Wi-Fi. It's packed in a box somewhere. I've also got a revision lesson to plan for Thursday. Today is Monday. It's bank holiday Monday, Easter weekend. It's this 1st of April. It's not April Fool's Day because it's after midday. You're not allowed to do April Fool's after midday, are you? Or something like that. Is that the old tradition? So it's the 1st of April 2024 and I'm moving tomorrow. Very exciting time. So that is it for me. And I hope you, I'm sorry it's so short. It is short, isn't it? I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's a tiny bit of my story there as well. Do comment, send me, I've got email address underneath. Do send me some questions via email about what you'd like me to cover. Okay, be good, have fun, love life, and I will speak to you.